prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about a couple things. We're going to be looking at some of the, well, we're going to do a little medical report card on healthcare. So we're going to do that and look at some of the power that you have in certain plants that, you know, medicine's jealous over. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees, and I am humble and sincere of heart when I seek the Lord, and I hope you are too. So today's devotional is in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 17 and 18, where Jeremiah says, "Be not a terror unto me, Lord. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Hey, talk about praying against your enemies. Hey, well, you know, it sucks to be them if they're the enemy of God and they're your enemy too, because guess who's on your side? Well, read your scripture. You'll find power in prayer there. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, here's a report out of Rutgers School of Public Health. They say, hey, if you're going to nail and hair salons, be alerted. Your risk of catching hepatitis C and skin and fungal conditions is higher than those who don't go to salons. So they say if you frequent these types of salons, they're noticing that the technicians are getting less than enough training using chemicals and how to clean equipment. This was in the November-December 2017 Journal of Chemical Health and Safety, where they studied 90 hair and nail salons in the area, three areas of New Jersey. So they found that a lot of their clients had to deal with dermal, fungal issues, respiratory symptoms, because, you know, some of those chemicals they put on your head, you know, you're breathing those in. Even blood-borne pathogens was in the report, hepatitis B and C viruses. So if you're going to salons, you know, get a clean one and check, make sure they do their due diligence. And last but not least in the quack report, you remember the Zika virus pandemic we had a few years back? Well, did you know that the Zika virus has been patented? Guess who owns the patent? Well, the World Health Organization dubbed the Zika virus a global health emergency. This was in 2016, if you'll recall. And, of course, the researchers from Rockefeller Foundation back in 47 kind of was trying to find a way to deal with yellow fever and discovered the Zika virus from a rhesus monkey instead. So, yes, the Rockefeller Foundation has a patent on the Zika virus, and they sell the virus for $680, and so online somewhere. Anyway, so patent and disease, a patent on disease. Isn't that lovely? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Yeah, that thing about mosquitoes spreading Zika had to have been, you know, laboratory induced. All right, we're going to talk about medical report cards here, our healthcare industry, you know, because the University of York and Heslington, UK, is reporting that scientists in clinical studies, hey, they're not reporting all the adverse events. Their findings were published in February 6th issue 2019 of the Journal of Clinical Epidemiology. So how is this possible, you may be asking? Isn't scientific medicine all about strict observation, reasoned analysis, real results, system-proven mechanisms, statistical accuracy, operation efficiency, and material evidence, and theories rigorously tested and tested by experimentation, right? Well, that's what the encyclopedia says medical science is all about, but sadly, that's not always the reality. So when you don't have all the information, decisions involving medical treatment become precarious. Well, let's look at half the truth here, because according to the researchers at the University of York, clinical research studies do not report all the side effects to treatments. So out of the segment of studies they looked into, they said more than one-third did not report on all the side effects. So this means that science is withholding information on the negative outcomes of treatments. Now, you know, harmful side effects, and they're kind of considered by medicine to be those that affect patients long-term or even the ones that are sometimes considered rare. So therefore, they're saying the harmful side effects are often said to be difficult to track and analyze. However, some of the scientific medicine, some people in scientific medicine say, you know, that's no excuse. And harmful side effects must be fully disclosed according to medical practice policies and safety for patients. And I would agree with that, you know. Well, let's look at the research pool that York looked into. University of York looked at 187 clinical studies between 2017 and 2018. So the reviews showed that our healthcare may be more out of control than we thought. So a reported 35% did not report the full list of side effects. 27% willfully changed the adverse event outcomes, and 8% excluded the list of side effects entirely. So about 65%, they said, followed the protocols and reported the events as intended. They also discovered a trend where the researchers are not including in their protocols the need to include adverse events. So this suggests that the researchers do not intend to report side effects at the beginning of their clinical trials and reviews. So the review authors write their own protocols to guide the healthcare data. And if side effects are not within the protocols, then none are going to get reported, even if they occurred and were harmful. Now, the University of York team stated that more proactive action needs to happen to establish a protocol standard in order for treatment research to be published and entered into the public database that is used by researchers, medical professionals, policy specialists, and even patients. So without ethical guidelines and oversight, there is little chance the research can be trusted as an evidence-based treatment. So in the United States, guess what? The percentage of information withheld on side effects and the efficiency of the treatment is believed to be more around 50% of the studies. 50% chance the treatment won't kill you. I know. Well, okay, so you might be asking, well, what were their reasons for omitting the data or even changing the data? Well, according to Dr. Sue Colder at the University of York, the scientists that were caught not including all of the adverse events in their reviews had a lot of excuses why they left that very important information out of their reports. And here's a few of their excuses. One said, identification problems, if a side effect was really a side effect. Or how about this one? Original study didn't identify any side effects, so the follow-up doesn't have to either. Number three, did not have enough space in the report to include the side effects because of word count. You know, I was half expecting to see in the list of excuses, my dog ate the list. I was half looking for that. Now, you know, pretty lame excuses you got a bit in the treatment research. And, you know, this trickles down to affect many patients in a not-so-nice way. I know of a retired lady that was suffering from cancer, and her doctor was also treating her for nerve pain. And she had the opposite reaction to the medication, making her nerve pain worse. And the doctor was actually surprised. He told the patient, you know, your reaction was not listed as a side effect for the treatment. Now you know why. Well, let's agree to disagree, because the National Library of Medicine and the Institute of Health actually reported on side effect disclosure problem back in 2013. Yep. The U.S. and Canada, they have a health policy, the makers there. They don't always agree regarding full disclosure to patients on side effects related to their treatments. Now, physicians and nurses and other health professionals agree that patients deserve full disclosure. However, there's this inconsistency within the healthcare system. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine. They said, there is a consensus among health professionals that a discussion on side effects and harmful event results attached to treatment should take place with patients. However, there are gaps in both the U.S. and Canada between patients and physicians in their attitudes about how errors should be handled and between disclosure policies and the implementation in practice. So there is really this lack of support in healthcare and varied attitudes with regards to disclosure. So with regard to side effects and adverse event disclosure, there is really no consistency in scientific, in the scientific halls of medicine. Wrap your brain around that. All right, so there, we obviously have some barriers to the truth is what you're seeing. So if science is so factual and evidential, you know, why is there inconsistency then? Well, the National Library of Medicine and the Institute of Health identified why disclosure on side effects and harmful events is such a problem. They had this list, and here's a few of them. Fear of consequences, different attitudes about disclosure, lack of skill, lack of ethical role models, lack of peer and institutional support, and multiple practical and personal barriers. So anyone that has really suffered treatment harm should remember this report, and that medical science has become pretty good at hiding or covering up their mistakes, blocking full disclosure, negating transparency, and not take responsibility for the damages. So year after year, we see these reports that the data is lacking. It increases patient risk, and that something must be done to change policy and enforcement, but it's never implemented. So the truth is there's really no incentive within science to fix the problem. The fault lands at the feet of the scientists working for drug companies and the drug companies themselves that are putting profit before patient health. That's what, you know, that's the whole matter right there. So you really need to come first, and you're going to have to make sure you come first. So we live in a time where we have to challenge the safety and efficiency of even the breakthrough medical treatments. Okay, you got to check it out. I always look to see if the treatment gives a secondary disease, and often it can be even worse and more deadly than your first problem. Also, a red flag is any drug that requires frequent blood tests to check the health of, let's say, your liver. Also, you want to get a third opinion, not just second opinion, on any big health decisions medical science wants you to make. And I would also check to see, look at the pros and cons of what's recommended and if there's maybe a natural alternative that would be gentler and easier, less expensive, less risky. You may want to do your homework. So now, if you're looking for tools, I like to recommend professional strength tools. So if you prefer the natural alternative therapies, really your success often depends on your tools. So investigate them as well before you jump in. So professional strength formulas do offer an advantage over the basic stuff sold in stores. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they make formulas for practitioners, and they have for like 19 years. So you can order direct from them and get the professional strength herb products yourself. You can give them a call. Their number's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. The number's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, because you're putting the power back in your hands. You're taking control of thepowerherbs.com because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you really need Apothecary Herbs. So check them out. They have a free product catalog they can send you. First class mail. Now, if you're on their website, they do offer information newsletters that go out each week that you can sign up for free. There's no subscription fee. So you can learn about healthy therapies and herbs for certain things that you may not have known about. Because I think one of the scary things people say about, you know, they feel like they're going it alone with natural therapies. And I'm like, well, not with this outfit. They kind of hold your hand a little bit. And it's a learning curve, but you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth. You learn how to use herbs, too, see? And it's not rocket science. Really, it's not. It's basic. It's earthy. It's gentle for the system. It's whole food nutrition. It's not isolated synthetic chemicals or nutraceuticals. That's not what it is. This is Apothecary Herbs deals with whole food herbal nutrition, and it's sort of certified organic to TILF standards. So, it is also all about the processing, too, because more highly processed you process foods like herbs and spices and things, the weaker they get. So sometimes less is more in processing, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they understand that. So check it out, because most people that finally discover them, I hear it over and over again, you know, that was a game changer. Yeah. Home of the game changer formulas. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to take another break, but I'm going to jump into our power plant segment, because the right plants can give you a lot of power. And this power comes from God. Let's give him all the credit, all the glory, every day, all the time, because God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. So from Genesis to Revelation, you see this in scripture, and God can't lie. So he designed all these plants, and he knows chemistry-wise what it is you need. So people may not be aware that plants offer very unique benefits. Even the pharmaceutical companies have kind of failed to duplicate them. You know, they failed to understand how the action of this photochemical is doing this in the body. And, well, of course, they want to make a drug out of it. So plants have a chemical components, and they're called phyto or photochemicals, and they have lots of flavonoids. They have buffer alkaloids in them, minerals, of course. And when we eat herbs or foods, and we use, our body uses these nutrients, and the benefits are pretty tremendous, you know. And one particular flavonoid that has been identified has this wonderful anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, neurological protection, antimicrobial, and cardiovascular action in it. And we're going to be talking about this particular flavonoid that's in plants, and they call it baecolin. Okay, so it's a flavonoid. It's in plants. We're going to talk about where you can find it in some of your very basic herbal plants and how you can benefit from it. So baecolin is a photochemical or a type of flavonoid that often is taken from roots and leaves of your herbal plants. So this flavonoid helps you to regulate, your body regulate signals on cellular levels. And that's really important, because all your organs communicate chemically with each other. It's like a symphony. It's well organized. And so when you don't have the right nutrition, those chemical signals are altered. So why is all that important? Well, a lot of times these signals help with modifying proteins and regulating enzymes, and it's called chelation cascade as far as science is concerned. So changes, let's say, in proteins can offer a lot of functional changes, and scientific medicine has been kind of studying this baecolin flavonoid. Oh, yeah. And they've been looking at it in plants for over 20 years, actually. And they have learned it has tremendous potential to reverse disease. Did you hear that? It has the potential to help you reverse a disease or even prevent one. That's why they want to make drugs out of it. But you're going to learn in just a minute just how accessible it is and how reasonably it's affordable, you know, compared to any drug. So now the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institutes of Health published a study back in 2012, in December 2012, and it was on this flavonoid, baecolin. And they said, quote, an intriguing therapeutic photochemical for, get this, destroying cancer. Yeah. Okay. How many TV reports have you heard about this? None, right? Well, the cancer industry doesn't want to find a cure for cancer, do they? Because it's a golden goose of a problem. So the research actually admits, it admits that plants that contain a lot of these specific photochemicals do have anti-cancer properties in them. So foods and herbs with these flavonoids offer people an option to the standard medical cancer treatment like chemotherapy and surgery and radiation. So the particular this particular report stated that plants with Bay colon slow potent activity against it shows potent activity against pancreatic cancer is what they were listing. So pancreatic cancer is really tough for medicine to deal with. Most patients die from it. It also reported that the flavonoids are very effective with things like glaucoma, cardiovascular disease, liver disease, diabetes, and several internal medicine disorders. So you get these this phyto power in these plants, these chemicals in plants, these flavonoids. They're organic. You find them in even organically grown vegetables and some of your fruits. It's in green tea. You'll find it in dark chocolate, and of course, some of your medicinal herbs we'll get to in a minute. So remember, Bay colon is plants that have the Bay colon in them are going to have the most potency to help you steer clear of a lot of these problem diseases. So let's look at some of the herbs that have this flavonoid in it. The herb called skullcap, a milk thistle, dandelion root. We've talked about that being an anti-cancer herb. The Windsor Medical University folks back in 2012 discovered that. Hawthorn berries. And also plantain leaf, which is a weed in most American yards, and people spray it with Roundup. It's an anti-cancer herb. And plus some other things. So let's talk about skullcap. It's really an interesting herb. There are different varieties of skullcap that you can grow. But for time, we're going to talk about the American species of skullcap. This variety of skullcap has been typically used for things like nervous system issues. So the common name was given because of the shape of the flower that kind of looks like a cap. And where do you wear your cap? On your skull, your head. So skullcap. Other names for the plant were mad dog and mad weed because it was said to cure canine rabies. Wow. And there are some other conditions that skullcap has also been used for down through the centuries with great success. Cholera, convulsions, tetanus, tremors, delirium, insomnia, and hysteria. Nerve numbness and tingling, Parkinson's disease, skin and nerve sensitivity, and diuretics for water fluid retention, and as a laxative. So the plant chemistry shows us that it offers an antibacterial protection, but the flavonoids are also really powerhouses. And the flavonoids offer antispasmodic action, a sedative action, and do the work. So your body picks out the nutrition it needs and it discards what it doesn't. So there's really no side effects and no risk to over doing it. We got to take a little break. We got more on the other side, so stay with us.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-2000. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk, and we're talking about powerful plants. Gonna put the power back in your hands, take control, get your health back. We're talking about these wonderful herbs that have a flavonoid called baecolin. We just talked about our wonderful skullcap. Next one up is milk thistle. Milk thistle is one of my favorite herbs, and a very common name due to its milky substance, you know, grown just about everywhere. And if you want to plant your milk thistle in your herb garden, it will grow about 10 feet high. So it's pretty indigenous to the Middle East, but it is cultivated now all over the world. A lot of scientific studies have shown milk thistle does improve the production of milk for lactating mothers. Now, the flavonoids in this plant are substantial, and one in particular, the silymarin, is an antioxidant scientifically known to assist your liver in preventing damage to the liver cells, preventing liver disease, helping the liver regenerate its cells quickly. And milk thistle is that antioxidant that will inhibit enzymes that tend to invite a lot of metabolic cell damage to your liver. So it kind of binds to liver cells, the milk thistle, and protects it from antioxidant, free radicals and things. So therefore, milk thistle has actually been very successful for lots of conditions. It's been used for cirrhosis of the liver, chronic hepatitis, fatty liver, inflammatory skin conditions, and jaundice. Now, nearly every pharmacy in Europe actually offers milk thistle extract, and it's dispensed to prevent as well as to treat disease. So they use it for both things, prevention and to treat. So milk thistle has no side effects and can be used for long periods of time. The scientific studies on it compare milk thistle to having more antioxidants than your vitamin E does. And this could explain why milk thistle is really known for that regeneration effect of your liver. Now, in November of 2007, a lot of researchers at the University of California, Irvine, they said milk thistle has a protective benefit to it for the treatment of liver diseases. The published report said, it was in the World Journal of Gastroenterology, it said milk thistle helps fight liver cancer. And the report specifically stated that milk thistle reduced the cancer cell production and stopped it from spreading and encouraged cancer cells to die, suicide, and it altered the structure of the cancer cells to prohibit it from replicating. If I were in a situation where I had cancer, I would use the milk thistle with my dandelion root. So dandelion helps cancer cells commit suicide as well. So if you want to, have a dynamic duo of herbs, those two would be fabulous, absolutely fabulous. All right. And let's talk about dandelion since it's next on the list. So in the last few years, dandelion has been in the spotlight since Windsor University Medical Center in Quebec, Canada in 2012 discovered the cancer-fighting power of dandelion root, not the flower, not the stem, not the leaf, but the root. All right, so the research is online. You can kind of Google that if you want to see how they claim dandelion root kills known cancer cells. But the flavonoids in dandelion root make cancer cells commit suicide. So cancer tends to be greedy, and it sucks up all the nutrition that comes its way. But healthy cells, for some reason, don't touch dandelion. So it doesn't bother healthy cells, but it does make the cancer cell die. So since this plant, is grown everywhere, it's cultivated, the wind currents take it everywhere. It's all over the planet. It's really a member of the sunflower family, but it is indigenous to Western Europe. All right. It does grow all over the world in lots of different climates. Records of dandelion's medicinal use were recorded in the 10th century writings of an Arabian doctor. And they wrote that the plant was being used as a remedy for many disorders. The common name for the plant is really from the French, who thought the leaf looked like a lion's tooth or dent of lion. And so the ancient use of dandelion root was used for things like diuretic use, laxative use, for liver disorders, of course, spleen disorders, for heartburn, rheumatism, gout, and eczema. Now, modern discoveries of the benefits of your dandelion root are that it works really also as a blood purifier and helps the kidneys and your pancreas. So it also helps reduce a bowel transit time. It absorbs a lot of toxins out of the bowel. It helps balance your intestinal floras. It removes a lot of inflammation from if you have bowel disease. Great product or herb to have. And it does this with all the flavonoid actions while it soothes tissue. So there's not an irritation factor in involved. So one other important element to your dandelion root, it contains a balance of minerals. It's got a really nice balanced mineral profile. And this is an excellent herb to have if you're worried about your electrolytes. Okay. Also on the list was hawthorn berries. And the American settlers would use hawthorn berries in their marmalades and jellies. They use it over in the Middle East as well and in Africa. They put it in their breads. hawthorn berries. However, hawthorn berries have always been a pretty much herbalist standard favorite herb. It's always usually included in your heart formulas, heart tonics. So hawthorn berry is a shrub. It is indigenous to Europe. It's also in the Mediterranean and in Africa, where they add hawthorn to a lot of their dishes and ground flour product. So we need hawthorn berries. Its greatness started to be recorded around 90 AD. The Greek physicians were writing about it. So you find hawthorn berries also in Jerusalem in the Mount of Olives. And over the century, hawthorn's gotten around, and it was used for blood pressure problems, rapid heartbeat arrhythmias, angina pain, arteriosclerosis, and rheumatism. So scientific medicine has been studying hawthorn, and there was a study that was published in 2008 in the journal Center for Advanced Health. And it showed that your hawthorn works like a vasodilator, often performing better than the prescription drugs, so blood thinners. Okay. And the benefits of hawthorn come from the flavonoids. They dilate the blood vessels, the coronary arteries. They help reduce blood pressure and a strain on the heart muscle. Also helps regulate that fibrinogen protein in your blood that regulates clots, so you don't have blood that's abnormally clotting. So hawthorn berries, spot on for cardio issues as well. Plantain is on the list, and plantain is one of those overlooked herbs. You know, people think it's a weed. Let's spray it with chemicals and kill it. Plantain seems to be in the same boat as the dandelion with regards to being regarded as an unwanted yard weed, okay? And there is this long history of plantain's use inside and outside of the human body. So people use it on the outside for skin issues and also inside. Now, the Native American Indians loved plantain. They utilized it a lot, and they showed the American settlers how to use it. Externally, they used it for poisonous rashes and bites from bee stings and snake bites and so forth. It's been used inside the body to help soothe digestive tract and stimulate the immune system. So plantain has been used for things like poison ivy, oak and sumac, snake bites, spider bites, insect bites, diarrhea, dysentery, inflammatory bowel diseases, as well as for hemorrhoids and cancer, colon and breast cancer. They used it for that, and also for thrush, which is a yeast rash. All right. We're going to talk about the road to empowerment because, you know, when you're on your health quest, that's what you're on. The ancient people may not have known about the flavonoids in a lot of these medicinal herbs, but they knew what plants help with certain conditions. So often in ancient writings, you would see a man knew what herbs and berries not to use because he observed what the animals avoided. Thousands of years of trial and error, essentially the world's biggest and longest clinical trial on herbal plants. Yeah. So empirical history is showing us, you know, it can't be dismissed. Folk medicine knowledge was passed down and from generation to generation, very beneficial. And today science is discovering, hey, the chemistry behind these plants benefits, we should look into it. Maybe we can make a drug out of it. They're actually dissecting all these alkaloids and chemicals in a lot of these plants, hoping to stumble upon the next wonder drug. But the problem with that thinking is when you're isolating, you're separating, like we were talking about God's perfect chemistry with minerals and buffer alkaloids and things like that, so the body can utilize it properly and take just what it needs. So when you isolate, you change the chemistry. And this is why you have side effects and adverse events with a lot of prescription drugs. But they do it because of profit. They want to be able to patent it and charge you a lot of money. Whereas you could just go, you know, pick you some plantain and skip that whole problem. Well, in May 2015, English scientists, in kind of a desperation to fight hospital superbugs, went to the ancient medieval archives. They were trying to dig up some antibacterial recipes. I'm not kidding. This is what they did. They found a 1,000-year-old Viking potion that was translated into English. And the text guaranteed that the concoction would vanquish whatever ailed you. So after going on what was the equivalent of a scavenger hunt to gather all the ingredients that the recipe listed, and then they got the tools to mix it all together, according to the medical staff, they were kind of skeptical, actually. But they said they really had no idea how this potion it would work. But they were hoping it had some sort of antibiotic action to it. And this is what they said. This is Christina Lee, part of the group that went on this potion hunt. She says, when we tested the potion, it showed positive against MRSA. We were blown away. End of quote. Yeah. Yep. Garlic is also very potent. It's antiviral, bacterial, fungal. It's broad spectrum that way. Now, this experiment really should speak volumes to anyone who's skeptical about the power of medicinal plants and, you know, if there's any healing benefit at all in them. It confirms, you know, God can't lie. That's basically what it says. And it's a promise he gives you when he states herbs are here for the healing and the service of man. So, you know, God's not a liar. So, and you know, when the drug companies started out, what did they do? They took the chemicals from plants. So if plants were all that impotent and worthless, why did they even bother to begin with plants? Aspirin, they took from willow bark, made acetylsalicylic acid out of it because they isolated salicin from it, but that's from a plant. How many of you have an aspirin bottle in your house? Well, take control. This is all about, you know, taking responsibility, taking the power back, and, you know, benefiting from the rewards of due diligence, trusting in the Lord, hoping in his promises because they are there. We have every right to use medicinal herbs as instructed by our Creator. They're not just for the pharmaceutical industry. They're not just for the WHO. They're not just for the AMA. They're not just for the FDA or anybody else. They're for everybody. Okay? So using herbs to balance and heal the body has been really the world's best kept secret for the most part in modern times, last 100 years. So it's time we get started. And we get up from our chair and we do it right. We get healthy and we protect our rights and we protect our health. So when I went to school for herbs to learn more about herbs, I realized that the fastest way to reduce the risk of internal medicine disorders is to remove toxicity with herbs that cleanse you. And that cuts your risk way down of getting disease because when you have toxins, it gives disease a foothold. So when you remove that foothold, then your risk goes way down. And then you start pumping in good diets, good nutritional. And, of course, you can fortify with your herbs and bridge the gap if you're weak in areas. So cleanse and nourish. Cleanse and nourish. It's not rocket science. It's not new, but it's historical. And its foundations come from God himself. Yeah. So the cleanse and nourish approach is one of those things. Plus, you know, supporting your immune system, not undermining it or suppressing it. There's herbs that support your immune system functioning because we hear about immune boosting all the time. And, you know, doctors kind of snicker and smile and said, you can't boost your immune system. That's just marketing, you know, lies. Well, excuse me. How many generations now do we have people that have undermined their immune system with vaccinations and antibiotics that suppress immune system function? So when we talk about boosting immune system, we're talking about reviving your natural function because it's taken some hits, okay? So that's what we're doing. We're pumping in those plant phytochemicals, the flavonoids, the enzymes, the minerals. A lot of people don't know your immune system has to have calcium to work right. You probably just think calcium is for bones. No. A lot of people think your thyroid's just, you know, to help regulate body temperature and energy. They don't think of it as helping you get to sleep and breathe while you sleep. So there's a lot medicine doesn't know. There's a lot we still have to learn, you know. But what we do know, we want to do it safe. And what we do know, we want to do it right. And so that's why we want to, you know, do the basics, because you're gonna shake out all that risk and not be on a bunch of drugs. You know, it's very common as we get older, people are on a bunch of drugs, a ton of them. So when you go to the doctor and you're not on a bunch of drugs, they look at you like you're kind of, you know, from Mars. It's common, but it's not normal to be on all these petrochemical drugs. It's just not normal. It's common. So if it's not normal, what are we doing? All right. If you want to check out the product line, the professional strength product line, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, and they do specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. They do have some metabolism strengthener formulas as well, and a few nice things for your pets. So if you're worried about your pets, give them a call, 866-229-3663. Yes, they do have cold and flu stuff. Oh, yeah. Allergy season's coming up. They have things for that as well. And they even have pandemic kits if you're worried about those. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on the website, click on books and newsletters and sign up for free to get your online newsletters each and every week delivered to your email. It's only delivered by email. So check that out. It's an educational learning curve, but you know what? You'll pick it up. Just it's very user-friendly. Herbs are user-friendly. You shouldn't be afraid of them. I'm afraid of the prescription bottle. I'm not afraid of God's herbs. No, no. All right. We got a few minutes. I thought we'd talk about a little bit of brain stress, because people are saying, you know, I'm just so stressed out. Well, yeah, don't watch the news. But people worry about stress, and a lot of stress comes from, well, you know, our environment, our society. Some of it's from what we're eating. So, and the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, they did a report on men and women, how they process stress, and we process it very differently. Men manage stress, and it occurs to them, and their brain manages it in the area of the brain that deals with fight or flight response. So this area of the brain has hormones, and it's the pituitary adrenal axis, and these hormones get released, and the differences in the brain that help deal with stress and physical effects. Men and women deal differently. Women, according to the researchers, they deal with stress in the part of their brain that deals with tender, nourishing, nurturing pathways of the brain. So they're dealing with stress in a whole different way. And it tends to explain why females tend to be affected differently, and stress affects them stronger and with longer lasting effect compared to men. Men kind of get over it and move on. And so it has a lot to do with the hormone levels involved and then the area of the brain that's dealing with the stress. So this explains why more females have higher incidences of depression and anxiety from stress-related issues. Okay. So it's important that we take care of ourselves and we plan. I tell my millennial children, meal prep. Don't do takeout. Don't do that. Don't do drive-through. Don't, you know, don't do pre-practice. Start meal prepping. Start doing it yourself. Because, you know, home-cooked meals, nothing like them. And you can do them in 20, 30 minutes. It's not a big deal. So when they eat better, they feel better. They tell me that. You know, so they see the difference, and they're in their 20s. So really, that old adage, we are what we eat, is so, so true. All right, so if we get a lot of stress, if we get a lot of mental illness in the mix, our immune system's affected, our metabolic functions are affected, our cardiovascular system takes a hit, And, of course, our cognitive, spatial memory, navigation, and perception also affected. Brain atrophy can, if we get a lot of long-term exposure to stress, our brain can start to shrivel up in areas. It's just, you know, it's like overwhelming. There could be some degeneration of the brain structure from a lot of chronic anxiety and stress. So it impairs the hippocampus, and it increases our risk to a lot of psychiatric disorders like depression and dementia and things. So real important that we got to have coping mechanisms, learn how to deal with stress, and in bridging the gap, instead of turning to alcohol and drugs and prescription medications, we have herbs to help bridge the gap to get us over the hump and through the situation. A couple of herbs that I like to use, and there's just really two. Three, I guess, is really three. I want to make sure natural bee whole food is getting into the system because it helps the nervous system. Your nervous system survives on B vitamins. It has to have it to function to help you deal with stress. Not synthetic bees. I'm talking about whole food bees. And then the other one is I like to use valerian root if you have a very stressful day. Valerian root takes tension out of the nervous system, but without sedating you. Okay, so it's not for sedation purposes. It's just to take tension away. And then I like to use lobelia because a lot of times when we get tense from stress, our muscles get tense and tight. So I like to pair up a little lobelia to take tension out of the muscles. So has a relaxation effect, but again, not sedating. Okay, so you can still operate a car, you know, and things like that. It's not going to put you to sleep. So you have tools, and I encourage you to learn how to use them and be empowered and share that knowledge with other people and help them. Because we've got a drug crisis in this country. More people are dying from prescription drugs than in war. Okay. More people die from prescription drugs that they're using as prescribed than, we have people dying from pandemics or from gun violence. So let's wrap our brain around those facts, right? And we see we have to take the power back if we're going to survive. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they make, let's recap, a professional strength formula, but you can buy direct from them. They have tools to cleanse away toxins and put super nutrition in the system to help reduce your risk of internal medicine diseases. They have metabolic support strengthening formulas. If you want to get off medications, you can wean off of them, and there's a whole way to do that. You can ask. They have some herbs for pets if you're worried about your pets with, you know, a lot of toxicity. So check them out, 866-229-3663 is the toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, I'm out of time. I'll be back next week, though. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.